BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, is there any sleaze today, Chris? What's happening in the world?
There's a little bit.
Go.
It's One Direction again.
Yay.
Liam and Louis have been out surfing, and Harry and Zayn have been out clubbing. I mean, it's not incredible news.
Now, what was you were just saying about the fact that you think they need to crack on a bit, I think was the phrase.
Well, I just think every day in the paper this week, there's been something about them on a boat, out and about, surfing. And I just think, if you're a One Direction fan, you sort of want them to get back to work, wouldn't you?
They're on tour.
No, you want them in the sea with their tops off.
But they're on tour. They're on stage in Sydney right now. So that's work.
They just need to get on with, you know, back in the studio. That's their day job, isn't it?
God, you'd be brilliant as their manager. They're quite busy. They're knackered.
They don't look it.
They are. That's just for a photo opportunity. They're on tour, on stage every night, and they're doing, like, loads of dates in Australia and New Zealand. And then they've got to get up early the next day to do morning shows. Confirm or deny. Four nipples. So they are quite busy. Are you saying they shouldn't be allowed to do anything apart from work?
I just think they need to crack on a little bit.
I'd love it if you were their manager. Christopher, 1D manager. Get back to the studio at once. Stop surfing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I had a weird day yesterday. I went for a traditional day by the British seaside, which I love, because you can't replicate that anywhere else. That slightly jaded, tired-looking pier. Everyone on the beach, even though it's only 11 degrees, pretending that it's warmer than it actually is.
Did you eat cockles?
I didn't have cockles. But I have bought some Southend delicacies in for us to try a bit later on, which will be nice. Just had fish and chips, you know, by the sea. It's quite nice. Went to Adventure Island.
Any good?
Quite good.
Oh, it's so good there.
Apart from the really annoying theme music, which is only about a minute long, and they just put it on loop. Imagine if you worked there, you'd go insane. Adventure Island. Adventure Island. Seriously, kill me.
What, just that?
Just that for God knows how long. I did enjoy the guy, though, on the Dodgems that was trying to chat up girls. He was in charge of the Dodgems. But there were a line of girls waiting to go on them, and he was trying to impress them by not chatting them up, but by impressing them with knowing all the words to Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. And he was even doing the action. To, she did ballet, what more can I say? And he was singing it to these girls, and they were really impressed because they were like 13. They loved it.
Do they like that, Becky? Do girls like that?
I think they do. They were like, they thought he was hot because he knew the actions and the words to Skater Boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever... No one's ever tried it out on me. I can't say. I mean, I might be like, you could do that and then I'd fall for you.
Do you reckon people
Let's not risk it.
Do you reckon that people that work on fairground rides get a lot of girls or boys? I reckon they do.
Oh, I think yeah. It's a bit similar to, like, DJs.
Yes.
I don't know why, but, like, not. I'm not talking about, like, radio DJs, but, like, club DJs. Mm. They seem to always get the girls.
Hello, my darling.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. Like, is it, like, you fancy them just because they've played your record? Like, surely there's got to be more to it than that, but I've never quite worked out what it is. Is it the power? Because
I think,
like,
it's the power.
Power.
It's the power.
But what,
like,
power do they actually have apart from pressing play?
They can make you go up and down.
And also, does it work the same way? Like, like Annie Mack? Like, is she now, like, are all the lads after her? Like, when she goes out, does it work the same way? I'm not sure it does.
Don't know, but I agree with you. It's the same as club DJs. There's something about them that makes you go, mm-hmm. Yep, you run the Dodgems.
Yeah, I'm not comparing Annie Mack to someone who drives the Dodgems. I'd just like to say that. Mm. But it's that sort of thing about the power, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never been able to work it out.
Also, I'm not just saying the ones in Southend. I'm saying about generally. Those 2p machines are a rip-off.
Well, how can...
It's not, it's not the most expensive.
No, but those ones where you put it in and then, the, you know, you've got the drawers and there's so many 2p's in.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to edge, 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 and all the 2p's are going to fall.
But you just said the 2p machine's a rip-off.
Yeah, they are.
We've only lost 2p.
No, because I put about 20 quid in 2p's. Because, I'll tell you why, I got a bit fixated with it. Because in the in the 2p kind of machine, which was a Coronation Street themed one, which I liked, so I went for that one. There was a Betty Boop £50 note in amongst all the 2p's, and I thought if I kept ramming the 2p's into the machine, eventually,
what's Betty Boop?
They would, the 2p's would fall down, and so would the £50 note.
Oh, that cartoon woman with the red dress.
Yes.
They're like, oh, it's me.
Yeah, oh, saucy.
Yeah,
her. I thought that eventually the £50 was going to come my way in the crescendo of 2p's. Mm. So I kept ramming the 2p's in. I did get loads of 2p's back.
Did you?
But then the Betty Boop £50 note got stuck on a ledge.
Oh, what
and
a surprise.
It was not going anywhere, and I think that's a con.
Do you?
Yes, I do. And I also think that I nearly had it there, and then I couldn't let it go. Mm. And my friend was like, seriously, it's not going to happen. It's stuck on a
Isn't
ledge.
Isn't that the point of those machines, that you constantly think you're almost going to get it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a rip-off. I spent so much money in 2p's.
Just trying to work out how many coins that is. 20 quid's worth of 2p coins.
It's a lot. A lot of shrapnel. But here's the thing. Can I, if I did, let's say, theoretically, manage to get the Betty Boop £50 note?
Why would you even want that?
Because I think that you can go to the change people and exchange it for a real £50 note.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, because I once saw a Cheryl Cole driving licence.
That was in there as well?
Yeah, but I don't think I can then go and exchange it for a real Cheryl Cole driving licence, can I?
Or even pretend you're Cheryl Cole next time you go driving. I was under the impression that the £50 Betty Boop note could be exchanged for actual sterling. Am I wrong? Can anyone let me know, please, on 8199?
Just put it in a frame in a toilet.
Because in the next machine along was a JLS £20 note with all their faces on. Is that not exchangeable for proper £20?
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's go back in time. It is 24 years at the tap end. You've heard this one before. We used to do this at 5:15. Season 2 is coming, once Chris can remember stuff. I'm slightly concerned about this. Do we need to send you some classes or something to remember stuff from your past?
Yeah, we need hypnotherapy, I think, is going to be the one.
I reckon if I book you in for, like, 4, 5, 6 sessions, maybe, then we'll have another season 2, 3, maybe 4.
Are you going to pay?
I'm prepared to do that.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm up for that, then.
I'll chip in. Yeah. I'll chip in. Some of the stuff I reckon we can get from that is going to be gold.
Yeah.
Why don't we just record the hypnotherapy sessions?
Yes.
Like, it'd be like tap end and like, I don't know how people speak when they do hypnotherapy, but I imagine that it's not their normal voice. It's like, there's a man. And he's...
Yeah, he's quite orange.
Yeah.
He's got... His teeth are really white. He was drunk.
We should just tape them. That'd be brilliant. I'll chip in 50 quid.
Anyway, let's go back to a previous 24 years at the tap end if you're missing it, or maybe you've never heard it before. Our normal show is 1 till 4. It'll be back soon. In the meantime...
Oh, it's all going blurry. Oh, you've heard this before. Oh, this is a repeat. Oh. I thought we'd go to my 13th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I'm keen, but do you know what?
What?
I'm also Roddo.
Right. Should we go?
Always Roddo.
Yeah.
And I'm ready as well.
Well, that's good then.
Year 7 had seen the transformation of me from primary school to high school, and significant changes were beginning to take place.
Oh, yeah.
Both physically and mentally. Generally, everything was going as the textbooks predicted, and I was largely happy with the changes.
What textbooks were they?
Oh, you know, the ones you start learning about in Year 6.
Oh, yeah.
It was this kind of time at school where some people were racing ahead in their evolution. Our Year 8 lads were a complete cross-section of human development, with a few six-foot giants and a few who could have easily passed for a 9-year-old. It's that sort of that time where it really is weird with your mates. Some of them look really old, some of them look really young.
Yeah.
I was learning lots of new stuff at this age. I was like a sponge, working out what stuff I was good at and what stuff I was not so good at. Maths and chemistry wasn't my thing.
Me neither.
But I realised I was quite good at badminton.
No, I wasn't.
I was also quite interested and good at English, history and bizarrely French. Our French teacher was a very passionate lady. And throughout my time at school...
Whoa. What do you mean?
I just mean she was sort of passionate about the subject and passionate about the language.
Was your French teacher not your mum?
No, no, we really can't get this confused. My mum is a French teacher,
but
not my French teacher.
Oh, okay. I thought she was your French teacher at school. When you said the other week that your mum taught you French.
Yeah. So let's make that very clear now.
Okay, calling, good.
And then you would have called your
mum. I did think my mum is a very passionate lady.
Yeah. No,
that's a weird thing.
No, but that's not what I'm saying at all.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
No, but that's not the situation.
All right. Yeah, I think you've made that quite clear now. Move on.
And throughout my time at school, she would step in to save me from various different situations. She was firm but fair, and with hindsight, I have a lot of respect for her. She loved the French language and taught all her lessons in French. It was weird at first, but it was her gimmick.
What, so a French teacher, surprisingly, teaches all of her lessons in French?
Which is quite funny when they're telling you off. Do you know what I mean? Because if that's their rule, that they're going to do French, and it's hard, it's like, when they want to have a go at you, and they're doing it in French, you don't understand what they're saying. But it's just quite funny.
Can you remember any of the telling off in French?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. It was probably like, Entschuldigung, or something like that. And
German?
Yeah, that's German, so that's wrong.
My German teacher just used to shout, Hände hoch, bitte, all the time. She's like, put your hand up.
For Detroit.
Whatever we say in the foreign language, are you going to think of a musical reference?
I'll try.
We would have vocab tests every week, and she was on the ball, unlike the German teacher. There would be no cheating. There would be random spot checks, and if you hadn't learnt your vocab, she would go ape on you. But she didn't just lead with the stick. There was a nice juicy carrot.
So she had a stick?
No. There was no... It's a turn of phrase.
And when she went ape, did she actually go singe?
What does that mean?
Monkey.
I don't... No, I just mean she just sort of went, like, off...
Right.
Wild. In a sort of, like, telling off.
Really
no, but she didn't do that at all.
Did she, like, bend over and have her arms, like, scraping the floor?
No. Right, I'll reword that.
Yeah, I think you need to for the book. People won't get it.
The trip had been planned and deposits paid for and was happening this week. The Year 8 school trip to Boulogne. A one-day bender by Year 8 standards.
Year 8s don't go on benders, do they?
I couldn't think of another word for it. An excursion, but it didn't seem to do it justice.
Also, I'm not being funny, I've been to Boulogne. I don't think a bender is possible there.
Bish bash bosh to the bender in Boulogne.
We were going across the channel to a French town called Boulogne. It was set to be a long day. I had arranged to sit next to Robert Mayo on the coach, as he had a small handheld TV. For no reason, this was confiscated within half an hour of us setting off. A poor decision from the teachers, who were employing a no-fun policy on the journey. They also didn't like us singing. But we got to Dover, eventually, and boarded the ferry. This was really exciting. We were told not to move from the food deck, but as soon as we were released from the coach, we scattered. Most people headed to buy food, just because they could, really. Wanting to take in the culture of the event... I ventured out onto the deck to take in some sea air. But I was found by a teacher and given a proper dressing down.
So they didn't like you going anywhere, did they?
No, they just wanted to try and keep control of the situation.
Yeah, fair enough.
And we wanted the opposite.
Yeah.
I didn't let it get me down, though. And as we were loaded back into the coach on the other end, I was excited about the trip ahead. We were driven to a French hypermarché, where we were instructed to look around and practice our French. I smashed it, asking a random French, où est la toilette? He answered in English, but all the same, it had been my first European conversation.
Kind of, half.
Out on my own there,
yeah.
In the wild.
Of the hypermarché.
I enjoyed the freedom of the hypermarché, but due to a lack of funds, couldn't really bulk buy stuff to bring back to England. We were loaded back into the coach as we headed towards the headline act of the day, Boulogne Town Centre. Now this was France. French flags were flying everywhere, and the town centre looked pleasant. We were instructed to not stray from the main road, but use the opportunity to explore some of the stalls selling stuff, and maybe go to a cafe for a croissant. We had a couple of hours to do what we wanted, within reason. It wasn't long until we had the lay of the land, and I noticed that all the lads were gathered around one particular stall, which seemed to be doing good business. I walked over to find a guy selling stuff out of a suitcase. He had mini statues and Boulogne snow globes, but he was doing a roaring trade on nudie pens.
Oh, I like them.
He had a whole range. These were the pens where when you turn them upside down, the lady's clothes fall off. Yeah. It's clever stuff. You know the ones I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So if they... I don't know how they work. It's like ink or something, and then you turn it upside down and... whoop,
off.
And then you dress her again by turning it back. You know, back down, and then... hours of fun. The teachers were nowhere to be seen, and pretty much all the lads were buying them. It was the highlight of the trip, and the next 2 hours were great with the pens. One of the lads even...
2 hours?
Yeah, it was great fun. One of the lads had even managed to get hold of some nude playing cards. Everyone was having a great time. Boulogne was great. It was a shame to have to leave, but all good things must come to an end.
I like it. You really got into the kind of culture of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we did the shopping and...
From a man with a suitcase.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, I mean, we had to order in French, which is what the French teacher wanted.
How do you say nudie playing cards?
Don't know, actually. Can't remember.
You must have done it to be able to get them, or did you just use hand gestures?
Yeah, hand gestures. Like that.
Yeah.
That, please. That, s'il vous plaît.
We were loaded onto the coach for the journey home. At Calais, a policeman boarded the coach. I assume he was from customs, and asked all of us if we were taking anything into the country we shouldn't. The coach went quiet, and then Robert Williams piped up, holding up his nudie pen. Oh. Our teacher was livid and shouted at him hard. She then turned to everyone else on the coach and asked if anyone else was carrying the pens. Nearly everyone held their nudie pen up in the air. And after the shouting was finished, we were instructed to hand over our pens.
Rubbish.
It was a bad result.
Robert Williams, what an idiot.
I'm really annoyed at him because he ruined it for everyone.
Are you not allowed to bring nude pens?
No, I checked this that night. You are.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, that's a ridiculous rule. You should be able to take nude pens anywhere.
It was a bad result, and our teacher was in an awful mood the whole way home. It had been a good school trip, though, and although I came back with no presents for the family...
Give them the nudie pens?
No, the nudie pens.
Hey, Mum.
Sorry, Mum, it got confiscated at customs. No. But I did have you lush brunette.
No, the nudie pen wasn't for the family. What I mean is, it was such...
Speak to Madame What's-Her-Face, she's got 42.
It was such a short trip that I didn't think it merited getting presents for the family.
Right. You needed to explain that.
Whenever you go on a school trip or a holiday, you feel the need to bring back presents for the family.
Yeah.
Mm. Even if it's just something small.
Yeah.
I didn't feel one day in Boulogne merited that.
No, not even a Boulogne snow globe.
No. I came back with a greater understanding of the French culture and some good memories.
How?
I look forward to going back to Boulogne one day again.
And that was a repeat. That's right, you've heard it before. Classic, 24 years at the tap end. If you're missing new episodes, there will be some at some point when Chris remembers it after he's had his hypnotherapy lessons. Yeah, we got a few texts from people not realising that it was a repeat. We did say that before. But thanks anyway. The Scott Mills Daily. I don't know why, but we've been talking about Australian accents all week. I think it started off with confirm or deny. And then I was talking about how much fun it is to say Pavlova in an Australian accent, because it is. Try it. Try it now. Go on. If you're on the way to work, maybe you're in your car, maybe you're on a train or a bus, just say it out loud to yourself. One, two, three. Pavlova. It's fun, isn't it? Mm. Now you try it, Chris.
Pavlova.
Yeah. Still can't do it.
I don't understand. We went through it each syllable by syllable yesterday.
Pav.
Pav.
Lar.
Lau.
Va.
Va. Pavlova.
Really good.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like he could be in The Killing. I thought this was following me yesterday because when I got on the train to go home, the guy comes on the tunnel, you know, as the train pulls out the station, he's like, g'day. This is the 2:30 to Penzance, like really kind of broad Australian accent.
Yeah.
And then it sort of started slipping in. Well, firstly, I don't know any Australian train announcers that would go, g'day, like in a really kind of obvious way. And then it kept kind of going a slightly American cowboy, slightly Devonian, like really broad, okay, like Devon accent.
Just like, g'day. Are there next trains to Penzance?
Yeah, it was like, g'day, have your rail card? And I was like, oh no, this isn't working. And he came, and anyway, and then about halfway through, he realised that he hadn't done all of his joke, like at the start. And he went, randomly, he was listening to stations, and then he went, my name's Bruce. And I was like, you're not called Bruce. And like, everyone in the carriage is killing themselves laughing. He came through. He was like, g'day, tickets and rail cards. And I looked in his thing and he was actually called Rob.
Oh, so not Bruce?
No.
Did you challenge him on being a fake Australian?
When he challenged me for my rail card, which I had great pleasure in producing, because they always hate it when you've actually got the right thing.
Yeah.
I almost challenged him to see like if he was Australian, but then I chickened out.
They hate it, don't they? When you've got all the right tickets
the
and all the right cards.
Have you noticed? They're so disappointed because yeah. they're like, rail card? And you just like look around in your bag for about 5 minutes.
It'll take
and
a
you
while.
Know you've got it. And they're like, oh, I could have had a penalty fare.
Yeah. I particularly enjoy rooting around in my bag, even though I know it's in there,
yeah.
just for a bit, yeah. just to make them think, yes, I've got one. And that, but I know it's at the bottom of my bag.
Do you really think they're like that? Because there is, they do get disappointed, don't
yeah.
they, ticket inspectors?
It brightens up the job. Yeah. Like, what I'll do often is just put trainers in my bag and some clothes.
Like I've, Mary Poppins bag.
Yeah, I've got, like, cans of drink in here. And then some aftershave.
That drink has got a very rude name, clear away. I don't know.
MP3 player.
Is that a real drink?
Where'd you get that from?
Yeah, that's a real drink.
Don't say it.
Obviously.
Wow.
Energy
okay,
drink.
Good.
Okay, so, and then I like to have it right at the bottom. And I'm like, ah, I've got it, in your face. So, Bruce was not real.
No.
No. Bruce.
So why is he doing that?
I don't know, maybe it brightens up his day. I heard somewhere that, you know, like, if you would pretend to be someone else, like, if you could be, every day, wouldn't you?
I'd quite like to. Hello to the Australians that aren't finding this funny at the moment.
Good day.
Also, Junior MasterChef Australia was on yesterday, which is essential daytime viewing, and it's on Watch. They were making pavlovas, loads of people saying this, and there was doubt whether the pavlova originated in Australia or that they're popular there. And loads of kids were on Junior MasterChef yesterday going, yeah, we love to make pavlovas. It's like an Australian national dish. So there, once again, in your face, it's true.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Emily.
Morning, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah.
You've got just woken up voice.
Yeah, I have.
It's fine, though, because
like
so have I. You all right?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Laying in bed.
Okay, good. Whereabouts do you live?
Clarterton.
And what's going on in your life?
Nothing, really.
Only I'm hearing myself back on the radio. On the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn it down. Turn it down. Otherwise, that'll keep happening. Keep on happening. So you went to see Titanic yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I really did. I thought it was really good.
Have you seen it before? Bearing in mind, how old are you?
I'm 12.
Right. So it's the first time you've seen it?
Yeah.
Not bad, is it, for an old film?
No.
Did you put your 3D glasses on?
No, we went...
You went 2D?
Yeah.
I can't get on with 3D, I can't.
No, neither can I.
Not... You sound like such a nan. Yeah. I can't get on with that 3D, no. I can't.
Emily can't, and she's 12.
It gives me a right headache.
I just don't like it.
My brother's 7, and he can't get on with it either.
No, aww. I don't get it. I don't want to put those stupid glasses on.
You look silly anyway, don't you?
Yeah, you look stupid, you feel stupid, and I don't like things coming at my face like that.
Brilliant.
Anyway, so what happened in Titanic? Anything good?
No, but it was really sad at the end, because... Jack died and I cried, really.
Oh, plot spoiler if no one's seen it. Who'd you go with?
My mum and my dad.
And your brother fell asleep?
Yes.
I just got your text. Wow, this is happening a lot. How long did it take you to fall asleep in Titanic,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, it took me about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you were working early mornings, but even so.
And when did your brother fall asleep?
He fell asleep 20 minutes into it and woke up like...
God.
Half an hour later.
That must be a well dull bit.
The first 20 minutes must be really boring.
They should take this feedback and do something with it.
They
I don't
definitely
know, there should.
Be some
kind of firework
Scroll
display
it forward.
Or something.
Recut the film, please, because the first 20 minutes is dull as.
Yeah, the first 20 minutes are really boring because all it is just these people go right down to the bottom of the sea to see the actual Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the modern day bit.
And the old lady bit.
It's basically Time
yeah.
Team, isn't it?
It's Time Team, the first 20 minutes. Get rid of that. I mean, when do you think the action starts happening, Emily?
Probably when Kate Winslet comes in.
And when's that? That's a good hour in, isn't it? No, it can't be that
yeah,
long.
Yeah, that's about 45 minutes
into Right, okay. So just bin off the first 45 minutes, wait for Winslet to come in, and then we're all good, yeah?
Yeah.
I always thought it was too long anyway.
I know, it's 3.5 hours long.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. OMG.
Right, well, we'll take that feedback and we'll send it back to the film company, all right?
Yeah.
I think you've done a good thing today.
Thank you.
Good, honest feedback. I like that. Have a good Friday. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
oh you cut
her off.
She was going to say she loved him.
Oh, hate that.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
An easy and quick way to win some Scott Mills points on Oh, What's Occurring? It's just a guessing game quiz, basically. I give you some situations. You tell me. Let's head out onto our favourite street, the Street of Stupidity. What do you think is the greatest invention of the 21st century?
They're probably smartphones.
I'm going to go... I'm not. I think it's this century. You know them lean, green... Lean, mean, that one. The fat grilling machine.
Is the best invention of the 21st century.
I think so, yeah.
I am with you, Chris. A chicken breast in 4 minutes, yes.
I do everything on that. You know them little potato waffles, smiles, all of
real?
It.
Yeah.
Right, hang on. Oh, I don't know, it doesn't say, like...
Let's not say his name.
Yeah.
He was the one that apparently used to be a boxer, and I didn't realise this.
No.
I thought he was just the bloke who invented those machines.
Unfortunately, the machines have been out since 1994.
Oh... I've recently purchased another one, and, yeah, good. Really good.
Other grilling methods are available.
They really are. This is years
just
ago, though.
Just try an oven. Just put your
when
smiles
I first,
in an oven.
When I first bought one, I didn't know that he used to be a famous boxer, and I just thought he invented those machines, which led to an awkward moment on air. Let's remember, the 21st century is from the year 2000 and beyond. But for Stupid Street, this may be a trick question.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, Chris is saying the grilling machine, and Becky is saying...
I'm saying smartphone.
Smartphone. Are you sticking with your answer now you know it's 94?
Go on, okay, might as well.
It might be in there, you never know. Remember, it's the answers that they give. So, let's find out if your answer is in there. You get 10 Scott Mills points. We are Stupid Street. What is the greatest invention of the 21st century?
What is the greatest invention of the 21st century?
Might probably be the phone.
Alexander Graham Bell, 1876.
What do you think is the greatest invention of the 21st century?
Smartphones, I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe, like, the computer?
The Z1 computer, patented in 1936.
Sorry, I meant the 21st century.
Oh, we don't know.
What is the greatest invention of the 21st century?
Yeah. Like social media and like Twitter and stuff.
I was going to say a smartphone.
I'm going to have to go with the mobile phone. That's it, I couldn't live without mine. I think it's a very useful tool. Keeps everyone in touch. I think it's great.
Radio.
Invented by Marconi, 1896.
What do you think is the greatest invention of the 21st century?
Basically the internet in general.
Yeah, so
everything.
Yeah, it's so up to date, like the internet and that.
Invented by the US military, 1969.
Maybe a computer?
Smartphones. Because if you have one, you can't live without one.
I would say film. Cinema. So that would be my thing. Because it's added so much to media and culture and art. So that would be my thing.
Sorry, the 21st century.
21st, sorry, I could have 27th, 20th. I don't know, laptops probably, I could live without mine.
Cinema, 1895, laptop, 1969.
What is the greatest invention of the 21st century?
Your questions are difficult. Airplane?
Wright Brothers, 1903.
The internet.
Yeah.
Sorry, 21st century.
Is that not internet?
A lighter.
Lighters.
Technology is such an amazing thing to get, like, fire out of a little object.
The lighter, dating back to the 16th century.
What do you think is the greatest invention of the 21st century?
Phones?
Yeah.
Phones before 2001.
Yeah. Or, like,
the oven or the microwave?
Now, I think ovens have been on since the beginning of time. Ovens have been used forever, haven't they?
Yeah.
Oh, not 21st century.
Oh, my favourite was the girl who said that the internet was well up to date.
Yeah. Like, well up to date. So, Becky, you said smartphone.
Yeah.
And that was the most popular answer.
Yes.
Get in. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. More on what's occurring next. If you work in an office, you will absolutely love this next bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay. Give yourself 10 points if you said smartphone as the best invention of the 21st century. Now, do you work in an office? You know what happens in an office. There's always a leaving card going around or a birthday card or that bag where someone's like, can you just give a couple of quid because they're leaving? Do you ever, if you work in a big company particularly, think, OK, I'm signing this leaving card. I'm not entirely sure who this person is or what they do here. So yesterday, what we did for lols is we sent around the Radio 1 office a leaving card for Sarah, who works at the Radio 1 website team, and she's leaving. The only thing is, Sarah doesn't actually exist. We made her up. So we bought this card and went around the office saying, do you mind just signing this, please, because Sarah's leaving, you know, Sarah from the website. Just a general question. How many people do you think signed the card to Sarah saying, sorry, you're not leaving, even though she doesn't exist?
A lot. I'm going to say, because you're in the awkward situation, aren't you, where someone goes, oh, you signed Sarah's card, and you're like, I don't really know who she is. And then they sort of shake the bag of money. I'm going to say 20.
Becky says 20 people signed the card for the lady from the website that doesn't exist. Chris?
I'm worried I signed it. I'm going to go low. I'm going to go 15.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, we sent this card around the office. I might as well open this card because Sarah's not here to open it because she's not real. Let's just see how many people signed it. Oh, I can't get into it. Oh, that's a lovely leaving card, isn't it?
Let's have a look.
I'd be happy with that. Lots of luck. Yeah, nice pink card. Oh, my God. Uh, 18 people signed the card for Sarah, who didn't exist. I have to accept only 18 for the 10 Scott Mills points. But I would like to go through some of the best comments on the leaving card for the person that's not real, including...
Take care, Sarah. You'll be missed.
She won't.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for everything. You've been ace.
At what, exactly? And do remember, this is someone that doesn't exist. We just sent round the card, seeing how many people would sign it.
Sarah, pleasure working with you.
And then they go on.
Good luck with your future endeavours. Lovely working with you.
Kind of bland, that one. That's what I would put.
Hey, Sarah, you've been brilliant to work with recently. I'll miss you around the office.
What? How can you even write that?
You won't, though. She's not there.
All the best for the future, Sarah. Thanks for always helping us out.
What?
These are sweet, though. That's sweet.
Best wishes, Sarah. It's been mega lols working with you.
You don't know who she is. And this is my personal favourite signing on the card.
Yay, you're getting out, lol. Good luck with it.
Yay.
That's awful. Yay, you're getting out, lol. Good luck with it.
Ow, what's occurring?
If you said 18 people would sign the fake leaving card to the fake Sarah in the Radio 1 office, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for my show and tell. This is where one of us brings something to the class, shows it, and tells everyone else about it. Now, this is inspired, my show and tell today, by a conversation I had with my friend Chris here the other day. You told me that you'd never eaten a what?
A peach.
Never eaten a peach.
I don't know why this is so unreasonable as well.
It's like it's just an everyday fruit, isn't it?
Well, it's not the first go-to fruit, though, is it? It's not like an apple or an orange.
It's not, but it's not the most exotic.
How old are you?
25.
Never had a peach. Have you...
Why does that sound rude?
Is that... That's not one, is it?
No, it's not.
I think so.
Have you ever had anything peach-flavoured?
I've had peach-flavoured water. I've just never had a... Well, no, because it's no bottles of...
Yeah. Peach yoghurt?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Never in that case, peach. You're going to be really disappointed, because they taste nothing like peaches. And I've got some... I've been in contact with your mum, if that's okay.
Well, no.
And... Just yesterday, we had a quick phone convo. I like it that I've got your mum's number.
Why? That's weird.
I've had to use it before for something. And she tells me that you've also... There's other stuffs that you've not tried. So today, my show and tell is introducing you, Chris, to some new foods.
Have you just bought stuff from the supermarket?
Yeah.
And that's your show and tell?
Yes. Oh, and there's one extra bit that I didn't get from a shop.
Okay.
Right, so peaches, right? They come in a tin. Sometimes you can have them just as a whole.
Cool.
Yeah, you've seen them before? Ever seen a peach?
Yeah, no, peaches all look good.
Okay,
yeah,
so first of all, let's try a peach.
You're not feeding me, are you?
There's a bin there, just in case. And also a sick bag off an aeroplane.
I'm sure. You've got an aeroplane sick bag.
A standard aeroplane sick bag. So have that in your hand.
I'm not going to be sick from a peach, am I?
Well, you don't know. You've never had one.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Right, so let's try a nice juicy peach. Go on, get it in you.
All right.
Come on. Juicy goodness.
You like it?
That's really nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Peaches, yeah.
Welcome along.
I'll add that to the list.
Welcome to the world of peaches. Tick.
Oh, my
one.
God. What else has he never had?
Okay.
You've never... I'm going to get one of them.
No, you are joking.
I find it hard to believe that you've never had a digestive biscuit.
I've just never really seen the need. Like...
Once again...
more exciting biscuits on offer.
They're the blander option of biscuit world, but...
Even
still,
when you're ill and like
a staple.
Yeah.
I mean, I expect it's going to be like the bottom of a cheesecake, isn't it? I mean, this is going to be all right.
When you go to a really rubbish meeting, and that's all they've got.
Digestives, get out.
There we go. Come on in. Let's get this done.
A little digestive there. Good.
Very nice.
No need for the sick bag.
This is the easiest eating challenge ever,
isn't it?
No, that's all.
Jamie
good.
From Aylesbury has never had a peach. He's 21. Get involved today, Jamie, with the peaches.
Digestive, very nice.
Next, have you ever eaten peanuts?
Yeah, I love them.
You like peanuts?
Mm.
Have you ever eaten butter?
Yeah.
Introducing to the world of peanut butter.
Right, now here's where we start to have issues. Right. I've never liked the look of this stuff.
It's lush. I could eat, like, You've I could bosh this whole jar right now on my own in about 10 minutes.
You've never tried peanut butter?
No, this is where it all starts to go a bit hummusy, I think.
No, it's not hummus. You hate hummus, right?
Yeah. You were sick on the show once, live on air, because you didn't like hummus.
Now I'm going to just spoon it into you, if that's okay.
Well, again, I don't think that's normal.
Is it smooth or crunchy?
Smooth.
Okay.
This is amazing. If my mouth didn't stick together, I could eat all of this in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But that would be an issue because I'm
disgusting.
On the actual radio. Okay, here we go.
Oh, that would do.
Hang on. Once you've had this, that would do. That's fine. Once you've had this, you will not go back.
Oh, my God, he's giving him, like, 2 tablespoons.
Eat it.
He's not going to be able to talk.
Oh, here we go. Peanut butter. Yes or no?
He doesn't like it.
He can't talk, obviously, because his gums are stuck together.
I don't like that.
You don't like peanut butter. What's wrong with you, man?
Can I spit that out?
Why don't you like it? It's lush.
Have to eat it.
You can have it on toast.
I can't swallow it.
No, that's the idea. Are you all right, Chris?
I don't like that at all.
No? Not feeling that. Do you need the bag?
Not yet.
You can hear his mouth, like, closing up.
Okay.
Oh, that's gross. It's all sticking.
Drink lots of water.
Do you know what is lush?
You can spit it out if you want.
Do you know what I make it better? You like digestive, didn't you?
Right, what's next?
Peanut butter and digestive sandwich is amazing.
No.
Okay, next.
No, I don't like that one. We won't be having that again.
No, not peanut butter. No. I'm really surprised. You've really disappointed me. Ooh. Next. Niall off One Direction isn't keen, but are you? It's Vegemite. They love this in Australia.
Whoa. What are you doing? You haven't got toast, you haven't got bread, you're just giving him a teaspoon of Vegemite.
Yeah. I've had Marmite, so I assume
No, don't do all that, otherwise...
No, do it.
No, you can't just eat a tablespoon.
That's how much I would have on toast.
Yeah, but not just in a tablespoon.
Get it down, you.
I've still got the peanut butter.
Oh, God.
Man up.
I'm going
to...
Welcome to the world of Australia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, the bin.
I'm going for a...
What?
Oh, Becky.
What's happening? Are you binning it?
I'm not sure I can swallow it.
Okay, we'll get it in the bin then.
I can smell it from here, spit it out.
Use my sick bag. That's what it's for. Oh, it's... Oh, man. I'm so sorry if you're eating your breakfast.
Give him something to take the taste away.
He's got more... Ah, not in the bin! This is happening again. This is what happened before. Becky's got a phobia of being sick. He's just been sick in the bin. Don't look,
oh,
Becky.
No,
don't look.
No.
Cover your ears.
No, we're all right. Come on.
You good?
Yeah, we're all right. I think it's just the combination of flavours that is going on now. I'm sort of getting some peach.
I've got two more.
Oh.
Two more.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Your mum tells me you've never had black pudding.
No. Again, I just don't really like the look of it. You've just fished a fork out of the bin for this.
We haven't got any more.
Get him to break it off with his hands. Don't use a...
What is black pudding?
Oh, my God, it looks disgusting.
It is lush.
That.
I'm going to eat this after.
What is it made of?
You don't need to know that. Just eat it.
Oh. It looks like blood.
Chris is 25. He's never had black pudding until now. Now, that is good with a fried breakfast.
I quite like that.
Yeah. Welcome along.
That's a good result, actually. Yeah.
Do you want some, Becky?
No, I don't trust it.
That's a whole new thing.
Hmm. No, it just looks like blood to me.
I always get... Sorry. I always get that swap for hash browns on my breakfast, so...
No, get
great,
it. Get
great
it.
Result.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It is pig balls.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It is.
Mm. Is that it?
Have you swallowed it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's down.
And one more.
Oh, thank God, this is the last one.
Now, there's a little treat I bought back from my day at the seaside yesterday in Southend-on-Sea.
Mm.
It's a jelly deal.
Oh, what is that?
Jelly deals. Everyone's had these, surely.
I haven't, and I'm not going to.
Hmm. They look rank, but...
No, they're not.
I've always wanted to try this, but I'm not sure this time of the morning is a very good...
Seriously, once you have tried a jelly deal, you will never go back.
Becky, have you ever had one? You've got to have one.
I can't even look them in the eye.
Join me.
No, I can't even look at
them. They haven't got eyes.
Oh, Scott, no, that's too much.
That's jelly deal. That's, you just eat one on its own. That's what you do. I had some yesterday.
It's all like in like...
Go on.
Bosh that.
Mm-hmm. I don't... Straight in the bin. No? Not feeling that. Okay, good. So we have added some new things to your list of things that you like, including peaches, digestive biscuits, and black pudding, peanut butter, jellied eels are off, and Vegemite. Don't hold your stomach like that, it worries me. You're right. Okay. And that was my show and tell.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, two rap giants. In one rap arena. Don't know what that means. Hi, Nick Grimshaw.
Hi, Scott Mills. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Now, yeah. Let's start the music room.
I don't even know if I should talk to you before the match.
No, I was trying to stare you out, but it wasn't working very well.
I was listening to a lot of your show yesterday,
yes.
And you were saying there's a lot of beef between you two, which I'd like you to sort out. I'm going to sit out of this.
Okay, well, this is where my problem lies with you, Becky.
Okay, just go straight.
Is this how rap beef is sorted out?
Yeah.
Now, Eminem, I just wanted to talk to you for a second. This is my problem with you, Biggie.
Yeah.
The problem was, I wanted to do a collaboration. I thought we could be like Odd Future.
Oh, right.
Like, get together, we'll rope in some other members as we go. Left your voicemail. Told Scott Mills about it on the radio, but then you never listened to it. It got back to me. Mm. So now we've got rap beef. I don't want to fight or anything.
There were also doubts yesterday on your show about our gangstability.
Yeah.
Saying that we're not.
Well, I just said I freestyled on Westwood.
Yeah.
This is mere karaoke.
I'm booked for Fire in the Booth with Charlie Sloth.
No, you are not.
No, are
I'm
you?
Not. Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh. I was like, okay, see ya.
I just thought it sounded good.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
So this is not...
Sounds dangerous.
It's not going to be a text vote in any way. This is not public opinion. This is just between us.
Mm-hmm.
But you can slow hand clap if you want.
This is just between us. Don't get involved.
At home. Yeah. So,
but you can text. It's just not an official vote.
Yeah.
So don't like texting go, my vote weren't counted. Because it might have been.
Yeah.
But it might not have been.
So I think we're all clear on that.
Don't bother doing a competition. It's early.
It's
we're
not.
All clear.
Yeah.
All right. So it's the rap battle. It's the standoff between Becky Huxtable.
Serious.
What's your rap name?
Huxta Rhymes.
Huxta Rhymes.
What's
Zane
yours?
G
Money.
Yes.
Who gave it you?
Zane. Who
okay.
gave you yours?
Azealia Banks.
Oh.
Not even joke.
Oh.
Because it's like Grimshaw money, but she said also double gangster, because it's like got money, but the money is M-U-N-N-I, but I don't know what that means.
It's probably rude.
Yeah, oh. Sorry, guys.
How good was Beth Ditto yesterday?
Oh, my God, my favourite guest.
I love her.
I was worried she'd come on and be awful. I mean, not like as a bad guest, but I mean just terrorise my producer and make Matt Fincham want to quit. But she was amazing.
We've got to open this burrito place.
I love her.
She's obsessed with opening a burrito bar. Yeah. She's like, why wouldn't you do it?
Let's get to this.
Great girl.
So, who's going to go first? What do we do? Toss a coin? That's not very gangster.
No. Maybe if we throw a do-rag and whoever catches it first.
Yeah.
Is that gangster?
Do it.
Grimmy, you go first.
Okay.
Okay, right.
G-Money. So,
are we ready? G-Money in the place and stuff.
G-Money. Right, so, let's start with Nick Grimshaw.
G-Money.
On the rap... Sorry. Let's start with G-Money on the rap battle. Always going in. Good luck, everyone.
When the pip's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hard. Drop it like it's hard. Drop it like it's hard. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hard. Park it like it's hard. Park it like it's hard. If Becky gives you attitude, pop it like it's hard. Pop it like it's hard. Pop it like it's hard. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon. And I roll the best Becky cause I got it going on. I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million boat. That's wider than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this can be your phys ed. Cheat on your mom and that's how you get a his ed. Killer with the heat, I know killers in the street. With enough steel that make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy. Tucker asked me, when my fill your vest, they ain't gonna pass me. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you skateboard G.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hard, drop it like it's hard, drop it like it's hard. When the pigs try to get at you, puck it like it's hard, puck it like it's hard, puck it like it's hard. If Becky gives you attitude,
pop it like it's hard.
Pop it like it's hard,
pop it like it's hard.
Rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I roll the best. Cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all need it.
Oh,
yes.
Just
give it up.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes. You're just like, no more today.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye, I'm going.
Sorry. Sorry, my voice is flat and awful.
That's awesome. Okay.
All monotone.
All right, so...
Are you feeling, Becky? Are you feeling nervous?
I'm scared now.
Well, I'm really gangster.
Mine's not quite as serious as yours. Oh, no, I picked the wrong tune.
Well, that was too late.
Oh.
It's too late to change.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh no, this is going to be awful.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Mine's a song about big bums. I can't.
Oh my God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total. Okay. I mean, her butt. It's just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so...
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a nitty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough because you noticed that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me that butt you got makes me so, oh, rumpo smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my Benz? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing. To hell with romancing. She's sweat. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. To the average black man and asking that. She got a pat much back. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell him to shake it. Shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
Yeah, I think definitely the wrong song, Becky. For me, G Money wins it.
I actually like that, Becky.
I like them round and big.
Right, no, that's it. That's the finish. Some rural rap there from. Huxter Rhymes.
I was trying to say, you've made up my mind, and I was like, I've still got more to do.
Sorry. There we are. Becky makes me proud to be from Somerset. Legend. You've gone really Bristolian now. You've lost.
Just because of that.
Yeah. Grimmy, you got served. Becky is the rap don.
Oh.
That's from someone in Leicester.
Who do you proclaim the winner then?
I think unofficial. Just because. What do you think, Chris?
It's got to be Grimmy.
I think so.
He took it seriously, Becky.
Yeah, I thought it was serious.
You went wrong song. Like,
I thought it was like a serious rap battle.
It's supposed to be a rap battle and you go for Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I practiced that at least once yesterday.
I now proclaim Nick Grimshaw the winner of this rap battle.
Yeah!
But don't worry about it. You've trended worldwide for 3 days, as you've told everybody.
Yeah, no, even me. When I came in the office, Grimmy, look at this! And I was like, oh, this must be about next week when Becky's producing me. I'm trending worldwide.
By the way, did I mention it? Get me a tea. So you're back on this afternoon?
Yeah, 1 o'clock. Keith Lemon's on the show today.
Oh, God.
I'm obsessed with.
Yes, love him. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nick. Sorry, G-Money, M-U-I... No, M-U-N-N-I, right?
Yeah. Right. If it's rude, the normal spelling.
Yeah. So if you
don't think it is.
If you are thinking of putting that as a little trend on Twitter, it's G-M-U-N-N-I.
Yes.
Just saying. The Scott Mills Daily. Fancy some Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady reading out your correspondence from the week.
Wag1, Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and PR4L. Whilst I'm upset at the time slot change, I'm really liking the podcast content. Perfect bedtime listening.
Thank you, and wag one to you. That's W-A-G, and then the number one, which is a new way of spelling.
Lately, the duration of the podcast has been between 45 minutes to an hour. This is a good thing, and better than the 20 to 30 minutes that the old ones used to be. Keep up the good work. Smiley. Ash, Brighton.
Some good positive feedback there from Ash in Brighton. Glad you're loving the free download. Get it later on today. It's up like an hour after the show at the moment. So if you did miss any of the stuff we've done today, including Oh What's Occurring and the rap battle and my show and tell featuring jellied eels and peanut butter, you can get it from the Radio 1 website for free if you missed any of the show.
Hey Scott, Becky, Chris and the others. Love the show and download the daily podcast. Oops, I mean free download without fail. I love jokes and was wondering if you can share your favourites. For example, Simba was walking too slow, so I told him to Mufasa. Gets me every time. Love you, bye. Claire, off of Kent, XOX.
That's the best joke that Claire knows.
I quite like that, though. You don't get many Lion King jokes, do you?
No. I don't know any jokes. I can't retain them in my head.
The only one I can ever remember is, why did the baker have smelly fingers? Because he needed a poo.
Hey? I'm trying to work that out in my head. Sorry, it's early. Early morning start. Why did the baker...
I don't get that.
I don't get it. What? How, why?
Is it the new Pete Tong Nun joke?
I think
Do you remember
is.
That one that people didn't get for like 4 years?
What was the Pete Tong Nun joke?
Two nuns in the bath. I obviously can't deliver it as well as he can. Two nuns in the bath. One said to the other, where's the soap? The other one says,
it does, doesn't it?
So what's your one, which is the new joke that people don't get?
Why did the baker have smelly fingers? Because he needed a poo.
What?
Just giving people a few seconds to work that out.
It took me a long time, but once I got it, I was like, yes.
Chris is deeply confused.
Well, do you know it? I genuinely...
I've got it now. No, I haven't really. I don't know. I haven't got a clue. I like the PR4L lame laugh at the Musafa joke. And next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. I was in Leeds the other day when I witnessed an incident with an overly timid pigeon. It hopped right out of our way and amongst the feet of a gaggle of girls, where it was subsequently bumped several times by accident. Me, my mum and the group were completely lolling at the girls' screams and at what had happened for minutes after.
Smiling.
This leads me to my question to you all. which is whether any of you have had any unfortunate, hopefully accidental, incidents with animals. I'm sure Chris must have had one in all his 24 years at the tap end. Love you, bye, Chad. P.S. Go on, pigs.
I had an incident with a seagull the other day. You know, they think that... Or was it a pigeon? No, a pigeon. I get them confused. Where, you know, when a load of them fly up in the air, and they always miss you by inches, don't they? One didn't miss me and flapped in my face. They normally, they come really close to you. Mm. You have to duck sometimes, but they never actually get you. This one, ow, like flapped a wing in my face.
The only incident I've ever had with an animal, again, is a seagull related, where it stole my ice cream. I thought that only happened in films, but no, it doesn't. It happens in real life, and they properly just come and get it, and then you're like, oh, brilliant. Mm.
Obviously, I've had the monkeys in Sri Lanka that nicked my water bottle and my Snickers, which I was really looking forward to. And then there was the time... I've told you about the ice cream pigeon incident, haven't I?
Oh, that's disgusting.
I ate ice cream, which had landed on my arm.
Why would ice cream land on your arm?
Because people were eating ice cream above me.
An unfortunate coincidence in this situation.
And then I licked my arm, thinking, lush, vanilla ice cream. Wasn't. It was pigeon plop.
There's an aquarium, not an aquarium, an aquadrome in Ruislip.
Same.
Where I was once attacked by a swan. And they're vicious. They're vicious. Don't mess with them.
What happened?
I was younger and I sort of went after it a little bit and it just turned round and chased me.
Did you provoke it?
Yeah.
Well, don't provoke swans, you wally. I just said wally.
Have you got the baker joke yet?
I've got it now.
I still don't get it.
I've got it. Why did the baker have smelly fingers?
Yeah.
Because he needed a poo.
Oh, come on.
Yeah?
Brilliant.
Needed. You still haven't got it, have you?
No, I've got it now.
Needed.
Yeah, I've got it now.
Needed.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, team.
Good morning.
So, Friday, feedback time.
Okay, miss.
I did waggle my finger at you outside.
It was a bit of a waggle. What's that about?
It was a bit of a waggle. Might have been a bluff. Might have been a bluff. I might just have good feedback.
Okay.
Let's find out. I thought we'd have some relaxing music over the top of today's feedback. I did enjoy the Titanic editing early on in the show with the young lady who was still in bed.
And really asleep.
She was 12 and she was like, yeah, I'm on radio to millions of people, so what?
Yeah, she was
she was brilliant.
And what?
I think she should do more on the show. I think her part could be built up a bit more.
Sure, maybe we'll have her on after 8 next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just editing different movies.
Yeah.
Stop Surfing was a high point where you did an impression of Chris as One Direction's manager.
Stop Surfing! Get back to work. Stop having fun.
Lols in my surgical ensuite, which I've now lit like an actual brain surgery place.
What's that?
The lights are just really bright. I could perform some sort of surgery in there.
Oh, have you? Have you gone neon?
Yeah, it's really... You know when they do those pictures of Katie Price in Closer
yes.
and they've seen how much sun damage she's done to her face and all the sunbeds over the years?
Yeah.
My mirror's like that I've chosen. So every morning I look in the mirror, I'm like, ah! Close up, you can see, like, through the hairs, you can see... Anyway. I didn't enjoy the eating thing and I don't think Chris did.
No, I didn't.
He's probably pale now.
Yeah. But you pulled it back with a smooth peanut butter because you're my kind of guy, Scott Mills, if you like smooth.
Yeah, exactly. What's crunchy all about?
And Sarah's leaving card, who doesn't exist, was amazing.
I know. Nice working with you.
Especially, I like the recently. It's been great working with you recently. So they're pretending that it's been a recent thing
bit
as
of
well.
Bit of detail there.
Overall, it's been a joy listening to you every morning from 6:30.
You're very kind.
And you've done a great job and I look forward to next week.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I can go away happy. Thank you.
Yes, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. BBC